Today we're going to be talking about scaffolding classroom discussions. These are some techniques that we use in our social studies classroom. My name is David.
And I'm John Mark, and one of the biggest problems that we find today is that students don't understand how to critically discuss issues at an in-depth level. So how can we teach our students to think and discuss topics at a high level?
It's really hard to jump into classroom discussion at the start of the year and get the results that you're looking for. Each of us prefer a simple strategy that enables us to scaffold students' responses in classroom discussions and encourages students to take some high-level academic risks. We'll highlight each of these strategies today.
The practice I like to use is based on the inner-outer circle concept. Students are first divided into an inner group and an outer group. They are then arranged in concentric circles around the classroom. The inner group discusses the topic, and the students in the outer ring transcribe the conversation.
This gives the teacher a great opportunity to mold the type of in-depth responses that they're looking for.
Right, and then as the groups are switched, the second group begins where the first group left off. They're expected to reference the first group's comments in their discussion and add to the conversation. Throughout the process, the teacher can gradually step back from facilitating and give more and more control to the students.
I like it a lot. Teachers have a great deal of structured influence on the conversation's direction because of the limited number of speakers, and it becomes difficult for a student to not participate in the discussion simply because of the smaller groups.
It also allows for a structured time for students to journal their own thoughts and responses.
One problem I see is that there are a lot of transitions, which take time. So if you're not on top of these, the students can lose their focus.
Yeah, it does require teacher attention. But all in all, though, it's a pretty simple strategy that with a little bit of practice, you and your kids can get really good at. So that's my favorite strategy. What's yours?
My favorite strategy is one based on the think, pair, share idea. Here's how it works. Students are asked a focus question that will guide the discussion. Individually, they reflect and write their responses to this question. Then students share their responses to a partner or in a small group setting. As the small groups discuss, I like to circulate throughout the room, listening for important tidbits or conversations that I can highlight later on. A whole class discussion based on the focus question follows. And after or during that discussion, the students should return back to their original written responses and modify them based on what they've learned from their classmates' insights and knowledge.
Wow, Dave, that's a really good idea. And it's easy to do on the fly because it doesn't take a lot of prep. It also provides you with an artifact that you can easily use for assessing student knowledge.
Exactly. And the whole activity starts and ends with individual student responses. This gives the students a chance to try out their ideas in a small, low-pressure environment. It encourages students to come up with their own responses to questions rather than depending on other students to think for them.
Yeah, and the whole trick to the activity is the teacher really must actively monitor small group discussions to ensure on-topic conversations.
I think it's a solid strategy that enables teachers to individually guide student responses and encourages students to think at a higher level.
With both of these strategies, you can model effective discussion, discourage unproductive conversations, individually encourage high-level discussions, and get students to back up their ideas with facts and textually based information. So thanks for listening today. We hope this was useful and informative.